Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabitha Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I am Apostle Etta Banks, your host today here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I'm the pastor of New Vision for Life Church. And, of course, I have with me my absolute adorable, beautiful, wonderful confidant, loving, caring, co-host, Minister Tabitha Garnes. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. Right now I'm sitting in my office and it's just the way that it looks outside, but it's so like refreshing. It's so peaceful. I know that it's raining and it's kind of dreary outside, but it's just so peaceful right now, just sitting right here in my office, just looking out the window. So I want to just say to God be all the glory.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. I tell you, it's an awesome, awesome thing to know that it is because of the Father that we are awake this morning, and that no matter what, you know, it is still a beautiful day, and the S-O-N, the sun is shining. The sun is shining. Yes, it is refreshing. The rain refreshes the earth, you know, and the flowers and the trees and all of the vegetation and all that need the water, you know, they're being refreshed this morning. The animals, you know, that are drinking from the streams and the rivers and so forth and so on. And so, excuse me, it is a blessed day no matter how we look at it. It is a blessed day. Oh, I tell you, I thank the Lord for the morning. I thank the Lord for the morning. Thank him that we were able to rise one more day. So, Father, we do thank you. We do thank you. And we honor you, Lord God. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. Okay. So, I don't know what's wrong with my throat this morning, but in the name of Jesus, this has got to go. This has got to go. Anyway, all right, my love. What I'm going to ask you to do, even before I say good morning to our saints, if you will go ahead, beloved, and lead us in prayer, and I'm going to get something for my throat while we're doing that, okay?
All right, darling. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your marvelous name, Father. Lord, we just give you praise on this morning, and we're thanking you for another day because you are faithful in everything that you do. You are Abba, Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the great I Am. You are Yahweh. You are Emmanuel. You are everything that we need, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for protecting us throughout the night, Lord God. Thank you for protecting our family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. We just give you praise, Lord, for there is none like you, Father God. There is none like you in all the earth, Lord God. There is none like you anywhere that we try to search. There is none like you, Father. And we just want to say thank you for who you are and who you created us to be. Thank you for being a constant in our lives. Thank you that your word said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. And even, Lord God, when we go through our troubled times, when we have to walk through those storms, oh God, when we have to deal with trials and tribulations, Lord, just to know that you are with us, Lord God. You are with us wherever we go. You are with us through those times. You are with us through those dark moments. You are with us, oh God, and you, Father God, are giving us the peace, the joy, the healing, the freedom, the deliverance, everything that we need, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So Holy Spirit power, have your way today. Have your way in today as you work in us and through us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I pray for each and every person that is listening right now and those that will come back to listen to the recording. Lord God, I lift them up to you, Lord God, for you know their cries, you know their tears, you know what they're praying for, you know what they stand in need of, you know what their heart is like, Lord God. You know, Father God, the things that have caused them to kind of like turn away from you, Lord God. You know the things, Father God, that have caused them to run into your arms. And God, I just lift them up before you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I pray just a heavy spirit of peace just fall upon them right now, God, that your peace and your love will consume them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you will wrap them in your mighty arms, oh, God, that you will pull them close to you, Lord God. And while you have pulled them close to you, Father God, that they are getting the necessary healing, the necessary deliverance that they need in the name of Jesus, God. So I thank you, Lord, that your promises are yes and amen. And I thank you that your promises don't return into you void. I thank you for each and every life right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every tear, Lord God, every prayer in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, all the things, oh God, that they've done in your name, Lord God, all the things that they've done to take care of others in the name of Jesus, oh God, I lift them up to you that you will pour back into them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue just flowing through their bodies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, for those who right now who are weary, who are overwhelmed, who are burdened, in the name of Jesus, God, let your peace, Father, let your peace, Lord God, let your peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let your peace consume them now. Let it take over, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, let the spirit of worry be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you are going to take care of everything if they just allow you to. They have to allow you to take care of it in the name of Jesus. And while they are allowing you to take care of it, they must trust you in the meantime, that they won't go back and pick it up in the name of Jesus, that they will allow you to take care of the situation. They will allow you to take care of that financial burden, that they will allow you to heal them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So I thank you right now, Lord God, that you are working, that you never stop working, that you are with us, you love us, and you are working on our behalf, oh God. And so, Lord God, we just give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We rejoice, Lord God. We honor you. We bless you. We love you, Lord God. We know, Father God, that you have not forgotten about us, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks like. You have not forgotten about us, God, and we shall continue to give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We worship you. We love you. We honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We are so grateful for who you are in our lives, oh, God. We are so grateful. We are so thankful, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that we will press past, Lord God, those things that are bothering us, those things that are wearing us down, God. We shall press past that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, because you are good. You are good, oh, God. You are great. Hallelujah, Lord God. Your mercy endures forever, oh, God, and we praise you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, and we honor you, God. We cannot do this life without you in the name of Jesus, God. We cannot live without you. We cannot breathe without you, oh, God. And so, Father God, we open our arms, oh, God, and we welcome you right now.
now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would wrap us in your arms, oh God, that you would hold us tight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, this world is a mess, Lord God. Yes, every time we turn on the TV, there's a little kid that died, oh God. There's people just taking advantage of people, people that are murdering people for no reason. God, yes, it's dark in this world right now, but guess what, God? You are the light in the dark place, oh God. Yes, you are, God. You are the light in the dark place, God, and we shall give you praise. We shall give you praise. We shall give you praise, oh God. We shall give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because you are everything that we need, God. You are our comfort. You are our joy. You are our hope. You are our peace. You are everything that we need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the spirit of fear, because of what we see going on, God, will not consume us. It will not overtake us. We shall not fall into that pit of fear where we don't want to go outside. We don't want to do nothing because we're so scared that something's going to happen to us. We will not live in a spirit of fear, God, because your protection is with us, and you are with us wherever we go. So, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Father, thank you,
yes,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. I love you, Lord.
Thank
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you,
glory
Lord.
To God. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless the Lord. Excuse me. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Whew. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, once again, beloveds, good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, my darling. God bless you. Good morning, Joyston Lester Richardson. Praise be unto God. God bless you. Good morning to Joyston, New York. God bless you. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Apostle Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dawn. Good morning to Denise in Pennsylvania, Isaiah Chicago, Rob in Pennsylvania. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to Nikki, too. Praise be unto God. Bless your heart, beloved. Good morning to you. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr. God bless you, man of God. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you, all of the other callers that have not been called out by name. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. So go ahead and rejoice and be glad in it. Go ahead and rejoice and just let the Lord bless your souls this morning. I tell you, I thank God for this day. It is an awesome, marvelous day in the Lord, an awesome, marvelous day in the Lord. Well, beloved, you know, last week, praise be unto God, excuse me, last week we dealt with the open doors, beloved, the open doors,
yeah.
The demons. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we dealt with open doors, okay, thank you, to demons. And we are dealing in deliverance right now in this season. And you know, I've had to do deliverance presentation for our organization that we belong to, Cadre Apostolic Network, under the awesome leadership of Apostle Jonathan Patterson. And so just wanted to acknowledge him as our covering. Praise be unto God. And we do thank God for the man of God, a man that teaches the word, who he gives the word. I'm telling you, he is such an awesome, awesome leader, mentor, teacher. And he has been doing an awesome series dealing with the Ascension Gift, which is a fivefold ministry. And he is focusing in on the teacher in the fivefold ministry. And I'm telling you, the information this man of God has been giving us is amazing. It's good. And he finally, we will get to the root of rejection here, y'all. But I just want to say he finally said what I have known all along, not to the depth of where he has taken it, but definitely I knew this, and it's time for the church family to know it. You know, when we look at the fivefold ministry, you got the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Those are the fivefold ministries. And each one of those ministries are to be ordained in the body of Christ. Each one of those ministries can function in the role of pastor, of pastor or elder and seeing a lot of things that people don't know is that your elder, your pastor, the bishop, the apostle, all of these people really walk in the same authority. And a lot of people don't know that. We have it under man's guidance, have come to the place. And I forget the exact term, but it's called poly something or other. The poly is dealing with this one head, one teacher, one pastor, one. And the way it was set up in the old church, and back in Acts and all, in the old church, it was I think that's mono, the one, and poly is the many. We have said, you know, there's one pastor, one this, and with the churches back in the day in Acts and all, that fivefold ministry, there were many heads that have the same authority, yet there was an overseer. Like Paul was the overseer of all of the churches, you know, that he wrote to. He was the overseer. But in those churches, there were many heads. There were many heads. In other words, they had the same authority. So the elder had the same authority as the person that was labeled as the pastor and so forth. So the same, reverence was given to all. And places here with the fivefold ministry that has been ignored as a leader is the teacher. The teacher is supposed to be ordained and consecrated just the same way we consecrate the prophet, we consecrate the evangelist, we consecrate the pastor, and ordain them, the apostle. The teacher is also supposed to be ordained. The teacher is the one, I'm telling you, that really educates us, gives us the word of God, does the research that is hearing from God, even like the prophet. The teacher brings about such revelation to the word of God and so forth. And so it's good to hear some of about the teacher and so folks, so that we could try to bring the body of Christ back into the place, praise be unto God, that God wants it to be, not the way man wants it to be, but the way God wants it to be. And I am just looking forward to the transformation and the transition, looking forward to it. And may we all be blessed by the restoration of what God said the church is. You know, and Apostle Patterson said this, I'm saying this, there are other leaders that are saying it. People are going to get mad and upset and bent out of shape, totally bent out of shape, when they realize, you know, exactly how God wants the church to run, and realize that it's not all about them. It is not all about them. There will be some restructuring and so forth going on in the church. Okay, I'm off my bandwagon. Anyway, so we'd be dealing with deliverance, praise be unto God. We dealt with the 10 open doors. It was either 10 or 12 open doors to demons. With the things that we do, the things that we do that allows demons to continue to have legal rights to us, legal rights. And saints, we can be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, and still be oppressed by demons. We can be saved and still operating in the old man because of legal rights, ancestral curses, vows and covenants that were made, you know, from Adam coming on down through our bloodline and so forth. So much that has the body of Christ bound, but as we do our teaching and so forth, and as others are doing the teaching, and they're realizing that they are bound while being saved, and that's not what Jesus went to the cross for, that they will be able to acknowledge what Jesus has done. They will be able to, discern the body of Christ. They will be able to know that this was on the table, that table, I'm calling that the communion table. This was on the table. And when the word says that he's prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy, thanks to God, listen. I thank God for this. He prepared a table before me in the presence of our enemy. And, you know, we get that picture, you know, of maybe your own personal table, or you may get the picture of the banqueting table. I want you to get the picture right now of the communion table. This Jesus sat at the table with his friends, with his disciples, and he took communion. He took the bread. He took the wine. My broken body, this is my blood. It was at that communion table. He set that table in front, in the presence of his enemies. You say, Apostle, well, who was his enemies? The disciples were the ones that were there. Yes, the disciples were there, but his enemy, Satan, was there in, what's his name? What's my boy's name? The one that betrayed him, Judas. He was there, and Judas was present Satan was present in Judas. He was present in him. So in front of our enemy, in front of Satan, God, Jesus, did the communion. He did the communion. The table has been set, saints of God, in the presence of your enemy. So your enemy could be your sickness, your rejection, your abuse, your drug addiction, your fornicating, your pornography, your hatred for others, your lack of forgiveness. These are the enemies of God. These are the enemies of us. And God set the table in the presence of our enemy. He did not wait for the enemy to be gone from our life in order to go to the cross and die and have the body broken and the blood shed. No, in front of our enemies, he set that table. He set the table. So thanks to God, yes, we got saved in front of the enemy. We got saved. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. When we do communion, we acknowledge the body of Christ. We acknowledge the body of Christ and what it did for us. And one of the biggest demons, one of the hardest things we deal with in our Christian life is that spirit of rejection that we bring with us or that we are in after we are saved. We're still holding on to the how we've been rejected. So we want to deal today with rejection. And even in my head, when we get through with this teaching today, beloved, go and take some communion. Go and take communion. Go and take communion. You don't need your pastor there for you to do it. You don't need your deacon there. You don't need the elder there. You can take the communion. And you don't have to have the official wafer that we do at church and the Welch's grape juice or the actual wine. You don't have to do that. Take a piece of bread, and it's consecrated unto the Lord, represents the body of Christ. Take a glass of water, and it represents the blood. It represents the blood. And apply it to your body. Apply the benefits of the cross. Do this in remembrance of what Jesus did for you. Praise be unto God. So now, going into the root of rejection, the root of rejection. Rejection is one of the most common areas in a Christian's life that calls for deliverance. We have been rejected, praise be unto God, from the womb to the grave. There is rejection from the womb to the grave. Babies are from the minute of conception, and somebody, a mother, realizes that she is pregnant. Praise be unto God. She didn't want the baby. The man that impregnated her didn't want the baby, and rejection starts. And that spirit of rejection flows into the womb, my God, and then that child in the spirit realm picks up that spirit of rejection already. It's not loved. It's not wanted. Then there are the plans for abortion. There are the plans for adoption, and a child will pick that up. And if you will remember, that goes back to the 10 open doors of giving demons access. Rejection in the unwanted pregnancy. Babies feel that in the spirit, that the demon is welcome in the spirit realm, and we have that root of rejection. And like I said, it goes on through life till death. You're rejected in the womb. You're rejected when you come out of the womb. And now it sounds like I'm just talking about the unwanted pregnancy, but I'm just getting to how far back it goes. And so you there's no bonding between the parents and the baby. Then the teacher comes along, your kindergarten teacher and elementary school teacher. Everybody else in the class is smarter than you. You're rejected. You're rejected amongst your siblings. One is lighter than the other. One has longer hair than the other. You're rejected. Your parent likes one child more than it likes the other. There's rejection. You go on in life because of the way you look. If you're a girl, boys will treat you in a different manner than they treat some other woman. Your lips, your color, your body shape, and so forth. Other girls you think are prettier than you, and so forth. Boys, other men, other boys are more athletic than you, are stronger than you. You're a nerd. You're more intelligent than the rest of the kids in the class, and they don't want to play with you because all you want to do is be in the book. You're rejected. Then you go on through life. You know, you get to the place where it's prom time. No one invites you to the prom. No one has taken you out on dates. You went through entire high school years, college years, and never went on a date. rejection, rejection. Then finally somebody pays attention to you. You end up getting married to the first person. Well, first you end up sleeping with the first person, basically, that gave you some attention because you're so grateful that somebody finally paid attention to you. So you go ahead and you sleep with that person, and then you end up getting married with to that person. And then that person, the same things that have rejected you all the years, the insecurities that you have and so forth and so on, then that person that you have now given your love to and so forth goes forth and cheats on you. Rejection. And then the cycle goes on. The cycle goes on. And let me come back to when you slept with the first guy that paid some attention to you. You got pregnant before you got married. So here we go with the unwanted pregnancy again, and the cycle starts all over again. Rejection is one of the largest areas, my dear heart. Rejection is one of the largest areas, the most common area in the life of a Christian that calls for deliverance. And the devil is good at setting us up with rejection. He is so good. All it takes is a seed to be planted there that you're not liked, you're not loved, you're not wanted, you're not needed. You know, that seed. And rejection is there. And that's exactly what Satan wants to do. He wants to bring you to the place of even rejecting God Almighty. He wants you to participate in rejection. And those of us that have been rejected, we then again playing in the cycle, we end up rejecting other people to save ourselves, to prevent hurt and harm and danger. And the people, do you know that the people that walk around with the biggest ego, the people that are the most arrogant, the people that are overconfident and so forth and so on, those are the people that are mostly housed in the spirit of rejection. All of that, that they build up these walls, you know, they got to tell themselves that they're better than everybody else. They get narcissistic and so forth and so on. It's a protection manner that they use because they are afraid. They are don't want to be rejected. They are insecure. And so they do all of these things, blessed be the name of God. They do all of these things to protect themselves. And again, it is the root of rejection. And they cause themselves to be rejected with the attitudes and all that they have. But nobody, praise be unto God, nobody has been rejected by as many people as Jesus Christ himself. He was the most rejected person on earth, the most rejected person on earth. Nobody has been rejected by as many people as he has. And Jesus survived the rejection. He still did not sin in his rejection. He did not succumb to it. He didn't let it stop him from doing what it is that he needed to do. And we thank God that he did not. And saints of God, even you today can be delivered of the spirit of rejection that you might complete and fulfill the assignment and the destiny that God has for you here on earth. Beloved, go ahead, sweetheart. You can go ahead and add to that.
Amen. Amen. Yes. So The root of rejection, it plagues our lives. Like Apostle said, like sometimes we don't basically give it any thought when we encounter certain things. You know, being rejected from the mother's womb is one of the major causes. Also, when you don't have a good relationship with your parents, because the first love that you experience is with your parents, and so if your parents reject you, it's like where do I get this love from? You know, your grandparents might be there, be still alive to take care of you if your parents reject you, but it's still not the same love as a parent. The baby forms,
there's a bond between the baby and the mom in the womb. That's where the bond is formed in the womb. And so that's why when the baby is born, it's almost like, you know, well, not almost like, the baby knows that that's their mom because there was already a bond there. And that's why sometimes the relationship between mother and child is so tight because of the bond that was formed in the womb. So when that's not there, it causes a disturbance within us. It causes us to feel unloved. It causes different things to take place, and there is a tree of rejection, and there are so many parts of that tree when it comes to rejection. And so when we start talking about some of these things, you might be like, "Wow, like I experienced that. I go through that. I know such and such, and that person goes through that." And this is very helpful because sometimes we go through stuff and we don't understand why. Like, we don't understand why. We don't understand where it's coming from. It causes us to not have good relationships with people because of the spirit of rejection. So this is some good information that you can share with others. Just real quick, an apostle will expound more on it. But some of the different roots the things that are part of this tree of rejection is self-destruction. Some other things are like you may be dabbling in witchcraft. You may go through like crying and depression and suicide, and you isolate yourself. Mental illness also is like a result of rejection. There's self-rejection, fear of rejection. There may be hate, you know, rebellion, that you may withdraw from people in society. You know, all these different things that happen as a result of rejection. So rejection brings its friends with it. And so we find ourselves in different scenarios, and you know, and there are times when we encounter people and we can't understand why this person acts like that. Like it just seems like no matter what you do to show love, to show friendliness, this person just acts a certain way. And you're like, why, no matter what I do, this person will not receive me. This person will not receive the encouragement, will not receive the love that I'm trying to give. It's because of the spirit of rejection. They can't receive it because they feel like it's not real because of what they've gone through, because of all these things that are playing a part in their the way they think, the way that they show love towards others, the way that they have relationships, the way that they respond to other people. The another thing is shyness. I remember like that part for myself, just being so shy and being intimidated, is because, you know, I dealt with that spirit of rejection and it was heavy. And I remember when that spirit lifted off of me. Apostle, when we were in the basement on Eitmiller, when we used to have services in the basement on Eitmiller, and it was like we would have like the services were always high in the spirit. There was like deliverance that basically took place every Sunday, every other Sunday, and I just remember I can't remember who the prophet or pastor was that came and spoke. And it might have been you, but I remember being on the floor. I remember tossing and turning. I remember like I could feel all of this stuff just coming off of me. And when I got up, I felt so free. I felt like if you ever carried something heavy and then you put it down, that feeling of woo, like that feeling that come upon you where this heaviness has been lifted. Like, that's how I felt after going through those deliverance sessions. Like, you could actually feel that stuff being lifted up off of you. And And dealing with rejection, because I felt like my parents, like, favored my sister more, and in school, being teased because of the way that I looked, being darker, having full lips, like, being compared to my sister because they felt like my sister was prettier than me because I was darker. She was lighter. So, like, all of these things that children deal with, these are also things that we need to be talking to our children about, because even though they may not experience rejection from us as the parents, they experience rejection from their peers in school, their teachers. So that's another place where the spirit of rejection comes in. So we have to talk to our kids about these things. We even have to walk our kids through deliverance. Like, no matter how young they are, they can be walked through deliverance. Like, catch it early so that it won't just build up and build up and build up on them and cause them to, like, not live up to their fullest potential. And so, like, just knowing what these things are, like manipulation, how people manipulate you into doing what it is, what they want you to do, you know, and sometimes that manipulation is subtle, and it's like it can trick you, you know, it can trick you because it can come to you in a way where it's like so nice and so peaceful and so caring. And it almost looks like it's not manipulation until it wants you to do something that it wants you to do. And when you're not on board with it, that's when you can begin to see that spirit of manipulation come about. So, it's just so many things that we don't pay attention to, so many things that affect our lives in so many different ways. And so it's important to know this information. You know, there are people that don't believe in deliverance, but it is so important to know this information so that you can be set free. God wants us to be set free. He wants us to live up to our fullest potential. He wants us to be able to walk in what he's created us for. And if we are burdened down by all of this stuff, it places this it's almost like this ceiling above us where we feel like we can't go beyond it. And once that stuff is lifted up off of you, you'll begin to see, it's almost like the person watered a flower, and now the flower is green, and the flower is so pretty and beautiful, and people are like, wow, I didn't know that was in that her or him. I didn't know she was that beautiful, or he was that handsome. Not physically, but spiritually. Mm-hmm. Not knowing that stuff was in that person, and then witnessing this person just blossom, this person just come to life because of all that stuff has been lifted up off of them. Apostle.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. I tell you, as you were talking, I am just having I can't even say it's a flashback, but just a memory of the rejection that I have gone through, and I'm not talking about years ago. I'm talking about present rejection. Okay, I am talking about the present rejection. And what it made me feel like, you know, and at 70 years old, you know, you still are feeling the rejection. You feel the rejection, and rejection, you know, will lead you to the unforgiveness to bitterness to hatred to murder, and so forth and so on. And the list goes on. But I'm telling you, there is a blessed freedom, praise be unto God, in our deliverance, to know that man may reject us, but God never will, thanks to God. Mm-hmm. He never will. And the enemy will have you thinking that even God rejected you, especially those that have been rejected by parents. They said, if my mama don't love me, who else in the world could, okay? Who else in the world could? So listen, we talked about the spirit of rejection. But I want to quickly hit fruits of the spirit of rejection, which we've talked about that, but I want to pinpoint it so that you will recognize it, not only in your life, but in the lives of the people that you talk to, the lives of the people that you minister to. You'll recognize it in your children, your mates, and so forth, that it will give you a sense of compassion and understanding, and that you may be able to help. Press one to speak, beloved. Somebody said, I just got a text. What do I press to speak? Press one to speak. Will be able to identify these things and then be able to minister in it. Let me take this caller, please. Good morning, beloved. How are you, sweetheart?
Good morning, beloved. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I was glad to join today. I'm just, as I remember my deliverance, but we weren't at Ike Miller. We were over in Woodlawn by this time. And you were just speaking to me. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, my gosh. I'm just right now. Because I know that heaviness and that spirit of rejection and what it brings and what it opens you up to and exposes you to. And I remember just always feeling so heavy and dark before the deliverance. And it's not, you are delivered. However, you have to continue to be delivered. Like, you get delivered, but you have to continue to stay in God's presence to not fall back into, you know, God is so good. He's just so good. He is so awesome. So worthy to be praised. When Vika was talking about, I'm sorry, Minister Vika, my sister, was talking about, you know, being... growing up and your parents not even realizing they may be doing it, but having that favorite or you feel as a child. I grew up with three sisters and I always felt like I did not belong. Like I just felt like the outcast of the family and I was rejected all the time from not just my sisters, but my father. And that yearning, that followed me for years and years and years. And it wasn't until I sought God and therapy to understand and unpack, you know, how I made my decisions, what led me to choose the type of men I would choose, the type of friends I would choose, how I was constantly looking for approval and acceptance and, you know, I would perform. And it wore me out. Oh, my gosh, it will wear you out. It will wear you out because you're always feeling like you're never good enough. And the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And it wasn't until I started, you know, oh, my gosh, I miss our build. I miss the church. I mean, all of the delivering services we would have, it would just be so powerful. I remember when we all would be laid out in the spirit, and just when you get back up, you are not the same person that laid down. Like it, oh my gosh, such a freedom! Like you said, beloved, it's such a freedom in knowing who you are. That walk in that freedom. Once you get that deliverance, hold on to it, saints, because I'm telling you, there is liberty in your free, like the freedom you get from just, you know, your eyes are open. Now, as a beloved always used to say, you know that you know that you know. And when you know, ain't no going back. Yeah, no, I don't have to put on for nobody. I don't have to prove myself to anybody. God loves me unconditionally. I walk boldly in it.
Amen.
I walk boldly
Amen.
In it. I know I am stronger today than I have ever been. And it has taken me 50, 6 years to get to this place of freedom where unapologetically I can say I am chosen. I am God's beloved. He loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him.
Thank
and it doesn't matter who does it. Ooh, Jesus, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's all
thank
I wanted to
you.
Say.
All right.
Lord.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Amen.
Love
amen.
Y'all.
Amen. Amen. Bless God. I tell you, God is good. God is good. And that's the fruit of our labor. That is the fruit of our labor. And don't worry, Marisha, we're something is happening where we're going to be able to get together again real soon, okay? We're going to be able to get together in person with one another. God is doing some things. So hang in there. Hang in there. And listen, y'all, so let me, as quickly as I can, I won't be able to go in depth and explain each one of these. This is the fruit of rejection. Now, listen, you had rejection, okay? That's the spirit of rejection, and we've discussed that. Now, this is the fruit of rejection. The fruit here means the evidence of rejection. Just like we have the nine fruit of the spirit, okay? The spirit of God is the nine fruit of the spirit. Spirit, the evidence of the Holy Spirit. This is 10 fruits of the spirit of rejection, and I'm sure there are more. Remember I said none of my lists are inclusive, that this is all there is. There is more, but these are ones that we are dealing with right now. Okay, first you find yourself comparing yourself with comparing your circumstances or your situations with others. And you never seem to measure up, no matter how much you do. You just heard Sister Marisha say, she could not earn her father's love, her mother's love, because she was being compared. And no matter what she did, even with the men that she dealt with, no matter what she did, it was never enough. You never seem to measure up. Two is the fact that you feel like you missed out on life's opportunity, and now it's too late. So what's the reason for trying? It's too late, you know. I'm too old. I'm too sick. I'm too overweight. I'm too whatever. I've missed out. That opportunity has gone. I can't get it back. So, and that's a rejection fruit. No amount of encouragement is enough to convince you of your worth. No amount of encouragement, no matter how much somebody tells you you are loved, you are this, you are. You that root and spirit of rejection can be so deep that no matter what they say, you will not believe them, and you sabotage yourself. You sabotage yourself with the fact of not receiving the encouraging a word of God. You feel rejected if you're not greeted or acknowledged by leadership, big in the church, big in your job. Big in your job, your place of employment. If your leader does not acknowledge you and you did an excellent project or you did ministry and it was excellent and everybody else is telling you even that it was good, but your leader won't acknowledge you and so forth, that you feel rejected. You can't seem to please your boss. You can't please your pastor. You can't please your parents. You can't please your teacher, you know. So being rejected by them. You are constantly seeking approval of others, and you suffer from people-pleasing. You suffer from people-pleasing. There are people that go throughout their entire lives trying to please everybody that they come in contact with. Everybody, you know, one of the things that they concentrate on, the fact they'll tell you, I don't have any friends. And then the friends that they have, whatever it is their friends want them to do, they're willing to do those things. And they do this because they have a need to be needed. They have a need to be loved. They have a need to be wanted. And so I'll do whatever it is you say do, because I don't want you to reject me. I don't want you to reject me. So we end up doing these things, and people end up thinking, oh, she's so nice. She's so She's so loving. She's so this, that, and the other. She does what she does, saints of God, because of the fact that she doesn't want you to reject her. He doesn't want you to reject him. And then that you get to the place where you dealing with the spirit of rejection, there are times when you are afraid to do things because you're afraid that people are going to reject you. To God be the glory. People, another thing, you are easily offended and you're embarrassed from discipline or correction. You are embarrassed when anyone corrects you, whether it's privately or publicly. There are people when they are offended this easily and embarrassed by correction or discipline, they are more hurt and wounded by the embarrassment of the correction than what they did. If you could hear me, let's say I got caught sleeping around. Mom came home. I had some boy up in the apartment, and mommy caught me. And she yelled at me. She cussed at me right there in front of that man. And the boys had to run out and so forth. And my thoughts are, how could you do that in front of him? How did you? We're embarrassed about it more than the fact that mommy caught me sleeping with this dude, you know? And that's how it is with many situations. We're more embarrassed about being embarrassed. We're being embarrassed during the discipline and correction than what we actually did that was wrong. Okay, you're always trying to prove yourself in public. Always. Every time you get in public, and it's a group that you're with because you know you're in public, you want people to see you doing things that you can get accolades for. And so you perform. The minute I just said the word perform, I hear Lady Marisha saying, it is tiresome. It is tiresome. You're always on stage. You're always performing for everybody. And it's exhausting. The next one is you feel like you're on the outside looking in during interaction with other people. If you can imagine yourself in a room full of people and everybody is interacting with everybody else and no one is paying you any attention, no one's paying you any attention, and it's like you're invisible, and you're walking around jumping in front of them. Hey, I'm here, talk to me, I'm here, see, here I am, over here, and you start juggling, and you start doing somersaults, and so forth and so on. You got to get in the spirit with me, saints of God. You start doing all these acrobatic things. Look, here I am, and the world is totally oblivious to you. They don't see you, they don't hear you. And so forth. That's rejection. That's the fruit of it. You're going through that. You think you can do a better job than your current leader or the teacher if you are given the opportunity. Again, you're looking at what they do. You compare yourself to what they do. You know and think, well, I can do better than they can do, and so forth and so on. And so you walk, again, in the place of striving, you know, to prove yourself that you can get the opportunity to do so, regretting, again, that the opportunity went by. Many of you that are on this line had to train your present bosses. They get these young kids. They get graduate from high school. They got these, I mean, not high school, college. They got these degrees. You worked in a position for 20 years. They come in with these degrees. The supervisor says, you train Johnny Blow. So you train Johnny Blow, and the month after you finish training Johnny Blow is your boss. Now you done trained the dude, okay? But now he's your boss. God help us, help us, help us. Another one is the fact that you believe no one understands you or what you're going through. Nobody understands and what it is I am going through. Thanks to God, alive from the pit of hell. If you've got a room full of 10 people, probably 9 of those people have been through what it is you're talking to. And I know I exaggerated that number, and I did that on purpose. In other words, I'm trying to tell you the fact that you don't share what it is you're going through, the enemy keeps you isolated for you to believe in solitude, nobody is going through this but me. But when you begin to share, you begin to find out others are going through it too. Another thing Lady Marisha said, because we're at the end of our time, I want you to hear this. Deliverance, saints of God, is so important. It's vital. We all need deliverance. We need it on a consistent basis. We need to keep our deliverance on a consistent basis. And if you need to do so, please do not reject therapy. Please do not reject therapy. It is okay to get therapy. I recommend your therapy is done by Christian counseling. The Word of God says do not sit under ungodly counsel. Do not sit under ungodly counsel, because they may counsel you according to what the world says. And you want to be counseled according to what the Word of God says. And so those are fruits here of the spirit of rejection. If you see these things, you operate in any of these things, know, darling, that you are dealing with a heavy-duty sense of rejection. You are dealing with a sense of rejection. And so now let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, first and foremost, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. Everything that we have done, Lord God, those sins known and unknown, God, we ask for forgiveness of those sins in the name of Jesus. And then because of the fact that we have you living inside of us, Holy Spirit abiding in us, oh God, we are choosing to forgive everyone that has ever rejected us, oh God. From the womb, Lord God, to this day right now, Father God, we forgive, God, that for just the way rejection is one of the most common areas that needs deliverance, Lord God, the lack of forgiveness, Lord God, is forgiveness is a must in order for us to be delivered, Lord God. Father, I pray for the spirit of forgiveness to fall on this line, that there is nobody who's done nothing to us that we cannot forgive. And then, Lord God, we repent. We repent in the name of Jesus. God, we turn away from our evil ways. We turn away, Lord God, from the sins that we have committed. We turn away, Lord God, from the old man, Lord God, and realize that we are new creatures and creation in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we repent. Spirit of repentance, be on this line here and now in the name of Jesus. Touch the heart of every single person. Touch the spirit of every single person on this line. God, heal, deliver, and set free. Now, Father, we renounce this spirit of rejection. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. We tell it to go and to leave us in the name of Jesus. For we have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. We have been purchased by the blood. Rejection no longer has a legal right to us. In the name of Jesus, I cast that spirit out. I cast it away. I cast it down. I bind it. I arrest it in the name of Jesus. Be ye delivered. Be ye healed. Be you restored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that we reject this rejection, Lord God. We renounce it. We no longer, Lord God, have to succumb to this spirit, oh God. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Greater is he, Lord God. Father, the spirit of rejection, I call it gone. I call it canceled. I call the strong man, that spirit that had us bound, I cancel the assignment in the name of Jesus. And now I replace what has been emptied from me. I replace it with the spirit of love and the spirit of acceptance. Anything that has been cleaned out of me, God, I replace it with your love. I replace it, oh God, with your acceptance. You said you would not leave me. You would not forsake me. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. We will not leave these temples empty, but we will fill it with the fruit of Holy Spirit. We fill it with the fruit of Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for victory in these people's lives. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that was formed against any one of us can prosper. I thank you, Lord God, that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. I thank you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. 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 Lord God, may your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. Saints of God, we're going to continue on next week and dealing with deliverance, dealing with demonic oppression and so forth. We're going to continue on. May you know who you are in Christ Jesus. May you walk in your freedom, and may you walk in the authority that God has given you. You, saints of God, are ambassadors. You are kings and queens. And you are children of the Most High God. You are blessed. You are received. You are worth Jesus dying for. You are all of that and some. And not because you earned it, because you couldn't earn it. Not because you earned it, but because the Father loved you so much that he came in the flesh through Jesus, his Son. He came in the flesh that he may become sin for you, sin for me, that we would not have to be tied to the demons that had us bound. And just the way when Jesus called Lazarus up from the grave, who was wrapped in his grave clothes, and Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I command the spirits that are not of Almighty God that is within us to loose us and let us go, for we have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. We have been purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Thanks to God, we love you, Tadika and I both. We love you with all of our hearts. But no matter how much we love you, you've got to know that Jesus loves you more. God loves you more. Jesus, yeah. I mean, Tabika and I could change our minds any day about you. But Jesus Christ never will. He never will. That man that you love so much can change his mind about you. Jesus never will. That woman you love so much can change her mind about you, but Jesus never will. Your own children can reject you. We talked about the parents rejecting the children. Your own children can reject you and change their minds, but Jesus never will. Make him your first and foremost love. And when you do that, you are truly on a road to recovery. Accept what Christ has done for you. God bless you, saints. We love you. Take care. Come back next week. Bring somebody else back with you. Please go back into this. These are archived services. And unfortunately, let's see, it's 10:07 right now. The last 7 minutes right now is not on the recording because I was only set up for the hour. So the last 7 minutes is not on the recording, but the rest of it is. The rest of it is. We got in all the fruit of the Spirit and so forth. That is on the recording. Go back and listen. Saints of God, share it with somebody, please. Let's all do our part. How beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news. Are your feet beautiful? Are your feet beautiful? And you know what? If they aren't in the natural, if you share the word of God, they are in the Spirit. Beautiful feet. Mm-hmm. Go share. Go share. I love you. God bless you. Bika, love you, baby. God bless.
I love you, too. God bless.
Thank you. God bless everyone. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.